Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your phone calls are coming up in the next two segments. Then I've got an interview with Lou Rockwell coming up, former campaign manager Ron Paul, head of the Von Mies Institute, LouRockwell.com, obviously. That's coming up. Then Bob Chapman, and phones will continue to be open with him. A bunch of other news we haven't gotten to. That's coming up as well. More on that hurricane. We're going to break that down. If it turns out like New Orleans and some city gets destroyed, you know, they're coming for the guns. They're not bringing hot blankets. They're coming to your house to take your guns. Let's go back to Max Keiser. So, Max, the system knew this was coming. As soon as they got rid of Glass-Steagall, with similar laws in Europe the last 15 years, they began to set up domestic police state grids. And then 5 years ago, again 3 years ago, the British Ministry of Defense said, we know there's a collapse of society coming. Well, yeah, because the banks that run things engineered this. So clearly they're creating it. Instead of getting in trouble for the Ponzi scheme, they become world rulers. So we just stay tied to them like a bowling ball, taking us to the bottom of the ocean, a 10,000-pound bowling ball. So we're getting to this food ratio situation. So where do you see this going? How do you see this ending?
Well, then we're in the end game now because you mentioned Glass-Steagall, and I would also add the Commodity Futures Modernization Act to that. There were ways to increase the debt load. That's what made it possible to increase the debt load to these astronomical levels. But now we've hit debt saturation, and as you point out, it is a Ponzi scheme. And the Ponzi scheme only works to the extent that you have new Ponzis coming in to feed the base of the scheme. But those Ponzis aren't there anymore because people now are taking food stamps. 50 million, I think, are on food stamps in the U.S. And this is not a Ponzi scheme. This is draining the pool of liquidity in ways that make the Ponzi scheme collapse. So it's collapsing in real time. It's just the way I described earlier is that it's collapsing in all over the world in countries at different speeds. And as it falls, you know, when you fall off a cliff, if you hit a branch on the way down, it momentarily blocks you. And then you hit the branch and then you continue to fall. So as these countries are all falling right now, they're falling at different rates of speed, and they're encountering different problems as they're falling. But they're all falling now. The U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency. It's still holding up relatively to some of these other currencies, however, not against the Swiss franc or not against gold and silver. Gold and silver, obviously, are becoming the de facto global currency. The only currency people around the world can trust now is gold and silver. And so they're getting rid of all their paper money, and they're going into gold and silver. Even though the people who manage those exchanges are raising margin rates continuously, trying to stop people from buying gold and silver. But here's the funny thing about that is that at some point, all they're doing is they're forcing all the non-leveraged players out of the gold and silver market, which means that the only people left are the people who have 100% paid for the gold and silver, and you have therefore created a de facto global gold standard.
So short term, they're trying to block the general public from getting into gold and silver by raising the margins, hoping it drives it down. But over time, that begins to block their naked shorting that they've also been using to block it. And so it's kicking a lot of speculation out and turning it into a stable currency.
Correct. That's exactly right. They're squeezing out the speculation, which has a momentary sell-offs as the result. But the price is still in an uptrend, and the result is that you've got all cash owners. It becomes a de facto global gold standard.
Incredible. And then they play these games where they'll drive it down $100 in a day, and then it shoots back up $150 the next, and we see that happening today. And people look at one-month graphs and say, well, it was up, and then it was down. Look at a year graph, folks. Look at a 10-year graph. It is scary how much gold's going up because that signifies they are butchering these currencies worldwide and all these institutions grabbing their gold. That was my last question, Max, and then I promise we'll let you go. But I want to get your view, because I didn't ask you this, on Hugo Chavez seizing his gold back from England and other reserves around the world. Why is that happening, and where do you see gold going? 2 more minutes with Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lou Rockwell, former Ron Paul campaign manager and chief of staff, going to be joining us to talk about the incredible Time Magazine five-page spread to convince America Ron Paul can't win. Writer states Paul isn't really running for president, at least not entirely. So they're still running that hoax. It blew up in their face a week and a half ago, but they're back with it again, and they're starting the Rand Paul attack stuff that they worship Buddhas and maybe reptoids. It's so ridiculous. And they're scared, folks. He is, in every poll, the closest to beating Obama. In some polls, he beats him. In other polls, he's 1 point behind him. Perry is 3 points behind him. Mitt Romney's 5 to 6 points. That was in Gallup yesterday. In some polls, Ron Paul is number one in scientific polls. In others, he's number two or number three. If they gave him proper attention, as Pew Research admitted, he gets the least amount of coverage of any Republican candidate, and it's almost all negative by the so-called mainstream media that only reports on itself. They play this game like we don't exist, when InfoWars.com is roughly three times the size of MSNBC's website. These people are legends in their own mind. Fox, to a great extent, dwarfs these guys, but they're legends in their own mind. The alternative media, individual personalities are towering. But in the aggregate, we dwarf them. I mean, it's like the Earth saying it's bigger than Jupiter, when Jupiter's hundreds of times the size of the Earth, or Pluto saying it's bigger than the Sun. And I think that's great, though, Max, because I briefly want to get into the question I brought up of Hugo Chavez running off of his gold, University of Texas buying billions in gold, all these other institutions going in and grabbing it and finishing up there. But what do you make of just the hysterical demonization and attacks on Ron Paul while at the same time saying he doesn't exist?
Well, he represents the antidote to having banks run and destroy your country, because clearly he has a grounding in a school of economics that is the complete opposite of the school of economics that has destroyed the U.S. economy. And Lou Rockwell can talk all about that, whether the Austrian school of economics is favors a return to hard money and real accountability. And so clearly, if you're in the banking business, or in the mainstream media business, whether your business is the mainstream media, which is counterfeiting lies all day, or a big bank that counterfeits Federal Reserve notes all day, you're not going to want Ron Paul in office, because he's going to shut you down. So they're going to use their power of their counterfeiting of lies to flood the propaganda outlets. So they're going to use the power of propaganda of counterfeiting Federal Reserve notes to debase the currency, to fund the propaganda and the wars and everything else. So he is the anecdote. You know, he's the guy you got to go to now to clean up this mess. And it doesn't surprise me that the mainstream media is scared to death of him.
Don't they run the danger, though? And there's a lot of evidence showing that the hoax is failing. Daily Show, I put it more succinctly, I think, than we even have, illustrating that they're following a talking point. All the mainline media, liberal, conservative, you name it, they, even the so-called ABC News type straight-faced stuff, they try to act like they're impartial. They act like he is Von Helsing and they are Count Dracula. I mean, they are hissing at him. And this is just another reminder of just how duplicitous and treacherous and traitorous these people are. But then another angle, they got Rick Perry coming out and going up in Gallup 10 points in 1 week after saying, I'm like Ron Paul, I say the Federal Reserve might be treasonous or treacherous. And so just the fact that he did that, he turbo-surged into the lead in most of the polls ahead of Ron Paul by acting like Ron Paul. I mean, this really shows that liberty is rising and people are starting to really get it, Max.
Well, that's the risk you take if you are so paranoid about having a legitimate economist in the President of the United States office, that you are going to risk putting up a straw man, a front man like Rick Perry, who's clearly a psychopath. You are endangering the country in ways that you have to go to and study that film, The Manchurian Candidate. Remember that film and that novel, which was, it was banned. The Manchurian Candidate was banned in America for years. It starred Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury, and they talk about this candidate that was made president of the United States by through brainwashing. And this is what a Rick Perry is. He's the Manchurian candidate from the banking, you know, Bankistan, who's there to represent the interests of the counterfeiters. And that's a real risk when you have somebody who's as mentally depraved and brainwashed as that in the White House. Now, you mentioned Venezuela and Hugo Chavez. He wants his 200 tons of gold back. I look historically back to a very similar incident in the mid-60s when Charles de Gaulle of France demanded France's gold because for the same reason, that the U.S. was debasing the global currency and using it, the world reserve currency, and abusing it. And shortly after de Gaulle took his gold back from the New York Federal Reserve Bank and put it back into France, gold went from $35 an ounce to $800 an ounce. So if this is the beginning of a similar type move, you're talking about gold making a move from $1,800 an ounce to over $40,000 an ounce, which some are talking about as a possibility if the system gets so cracked and so abused that a monetization of gold by the U.S. or in the Eurozone is necessary to sort this all out. They would have to do so against the basket of $100 trillion worth of fiat money. And to square the circle, you come up with a $35,000, $40,000 an ounce price for gold, which is the possibility.
And by the way, they would probably, I want your view on this in conclusion, Max. We appreciate your time today. Max, of course, the Max Kaiser Report on RT. Max, they can ban gold for private ownership again like they did. And people say, well, then why have it? Well, just don't turn it in. These are a bunch of crooks. I mean, if the government told you to go throw your kid off a cliff like the Aztecs would do, or to report to a Nazi gas chamber, I mean, it's time to say no. But even if they try to restrict it here domestically, the whole world's getting into gold now. It's not going to work.
It's like the record companies trying to stop P2P file swapping when Napster came around. It didn't work. Eventually, they had to totally change their business model to adapt to the new reality. The fact that the gold is now owned around the world, it's owned electronically, it's owned in ways that were never imagined up until a few years ago, means that there's going to be virtually impossible to have a confiscation scheme as they did back in the 1930s. So they're going to have to adapt to the new reality, not the other way around.
Max Kaiser, thank you for spending so much time with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to hearing the Lou Rockwell interview. That guy rocks.
Oh, he's awesome. That's coming up. And again, that's going to be from last night's TV show that we did, a special report. We're going to be premiering that here to the full radio audience, and the entire interview and more is up at prisonplanet.tv. By the way, I'm really proud of the reports we did last night. We had field reporters out talking to Texans about the power prices going up because of carbon taxes, and reporting on the scene at the Capitol and at a power plant. The globalists shut down here in Austin, part of their squeezing the slaves program. We had another report filed on Libya, news package with a Lou Rockwell interview, and I cover a whole spectrum of news and have commentary on Steve Jobs. And this is just the start. We're going to get better and better and better at presenting this information. And it's very exciting because we're reaching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people every year conservatively just on the Internet alone right now, just on YouTube. Imagine all the other sites. I mean, it is huge what we've been able to do together. And all the glory goes to God. I wouldn't even be alive here if it wasn't for that. Okay, there goes Max Kaiser. Let's go to who's up first here. David, David's first. I'm still getting used to this new phone system. David in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, sir. I want to ask you what or who the six major megabanks are. Could you please name them all live on air?
Sure. I have named it at nauseam. And then they've got subsidiaries, and they're all interconnected. I mean, total, there's like 15. But the big six megabanks are in order here, and you can debate this, is J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, or Bank of America, you could argue. But J.P. Morgan, I was going to do this quick with like numbers and things, or I'll get it wrong. It's like, you know, in my brain, it's like U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. That's where the government's allowed to test chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on you. I can only say it if I say it quick. It's like in memory. I know the six. I'm trying to, like, in the order. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and then you can look at the Bank of England, which they claim is government, but it's really private, and some of the connections. Then you've got the big French bank. You've got the German group of banks, and there's a whole list of those. They're all basically owned by the same people. But there are the six big mega banks for you right there, sir.
Thank you very much.
Is that it?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You know, we should do a whole special report on them and show the numbers and show graphs. In fact, I've got a booklet around here where I'm writing show package ideas. See, the great part is I'm going to be able to every night have condensed, focused pieces where I'm not just going in 80 different directions, which is great for talk radio. Very popular radio show growing, but this news show, that's why I'm so excited. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, when we come back, Clay, James, Mike, Keith, and others, we're going to get to you, and then I'm going to get to this Lou Rockwell interview. And again, Lou Rockwell is such a great guy. I mean, he's for 30 years been out there fighting tyranny. And when it comes to libertarians, he is probably the second most prominent guy out there. And that's such an asset for those that love freedom. And that we have a brain trust of these great people out there. So that's coming up. By the way, it looks like Ron Paul is going to be on next week. I can't wait for that interview. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More on the other side. GCNLive.com is the news website.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Yeah, one of the crew went and looked up biggest banks, and CNN calls it the world's most admired companies, and it basically does list in pretty much the same order, but they don't mention Goldman Sachs. I guess they're not very admired, but Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse Group, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, ING, the other huge, BNP. I mean, it's I say six mega banks. You could say 15 megabanks. You could say 20 megabanks. But it's a lot of the experts I've talked to over the years say, it's really six. And they're all interconnected. I mean, it's like Warren Buffett's involved in three or four of them. Big time in Wells Fargo. Big time Bank of America. It's all interconnected. And it used to be more. You know, they've imploded a few of them and consolidated it. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. And let's speak to Clay in Texas, listening on 90.1 FM. Welcome, Clay.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I love your show, and it was great meeting you at the Capitol about a month ago at the TSA protest.
Absolutely.
Well, should I just go ahead and tell what happened?
Tell what happened. I didn't screen your call. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, it really started last week on August 18th. And we've been getting a group together and going down to City Hall and finding items we find objectionable and then just going up there and giving our public input. And only really on 7-8% of all the items they consider, like Ronnie was saying. So,
can you imagine the evil of citizens actually going to a government building where citizens are always supposed to? I mean, in the old-fashioned times, everybody in the town got in there, and then they would vote, and then they'd have some town officers that would handle, you know, their orders. I mean, you went and tried to speak in a communication as state law states. You, man, what type of next you're going to say you wanted to have a garden? You people.
Well,
so what happened?
Alex,
what happened?
Well, what happened was August 18th, me and Ronnie were down there, and we had both signed up for about 15 items, and I had confirmed with the city clerk that I was signed up for those items. Then it's 1 minute before the meeting starts, and they start saying, no, you can't sign up for more than, you can't talk on more than three items, period.
Well, what you do is you organize everybody now to sue them over this, and at the same time, while the suit's going, you have like 50 people go down and all sign up for three because they don't want to hear from you. They want to give millions to Formula One. They want to take more people's property. They want to shut down more power plants. They want to put carbon taxes in. They want to rob us seven ways to Sunday. And it's up to Austinites and other people around the country to start seeing these globalist city councils for what they are, pimps of the New World Order.
Yes, sir. And I'll say that yesterday I was denied my First Amendment rights to speak on Barnes Springs pool issue, also the tasers issue. APD, they just authorized, I think unanimously, 6-0 with one council member gone, $600,000 for tasers. So I'll do whatever is necessary. I'll file a lawsuit. I'll run for council myself. Clay,
you're not allowed to speak out about the fact that people are dying all the time and they've upped the power of the tasers. You think in land of the slave, home of the coward, that George Washington would be incensed. George Washington fought so that you not be allowed to speak at a city council meeting and so you could be tasered to death. George Washington fought so Amish would be arrested for milk. He fought so you couldn't sell lemonade on the street corner. He fought so you can't have a garden. You people are the ones destroying America. And Ron Paul is too. Goldman Sachs is good. They made the grass come up this morning. They made the sunshine. They gave us oxygen. And thank goodness they're going to tax carbon dioxide. You people, what have you become? Do you want to apologize right now, Clay, to the world? For the fact that you don't love Lee Lethingwell prancing around running his ops. You scum American. You're there to lick his boots. I bet you don't like the CIA being in the Threat Fusion Center violating federal law here in Austin. Or the face scanning cameras. Or all the narcotics that are brought into town. You people.
No, sir. And that's, you know, you're taking Lethingwell's line, and I think he owes us an apology.
No.
I think Lethingwell should apologize to each and one of us personally because he's restricting me. I said, look, how can I help? I'm just
You don't
to
have
me.
A name like Trendywell. Dude, that guy's trendy. He waddles around and lives in Tarrytown. You're not trendy.
This is something out of a movie almost. The footage I got yesterday of Ronnie, which is not posted yet. We need to edit it tonight. I'm waiting for this guy to get out of class so we can do it. And it's going to be major. It is an amazing. It's on a HD camera. And we got
so what happened? Tell us what happened.
Well, Ronnie just said his name, and the mayor went crazy. He blew a fuse. He looked like a madman up there.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
And it was all on film. We got John Bush. Random people were standing up, Alex, and saying, you can't do that. You can't do that. People, we weren't even.
And I heard they were thrown out as well.
Yeah, they were threatened with getting thrown out, all sorts of things.
Oh, I mean, look, extremist. The Federal Reserve rules us. We ought to thank them. and ban all freedom. How dare you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is a lot of incredible news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I can't believe the information we break. Norwegian police have confirmed a drill identical to Breivik's attack. We first reported on this back at the time when the tragic shootings happened. But now it's been confirmed by the police. Very powerful article by Kurt Nemo. Also, Time Magazine pins 5-page spread to convince America Ron Paul can't win. We're going to be talking to Lou Rockwell here in just a moment about that. Also, I want to get a little bit into the hurricane set to hit the East Coast and go right through New York and other areas. Got to pray for all those folks in those areas and hope that it weakens. Also, Gaddafi's desperate bid to save regime revealed secret documents to tell clandestine lobbying of NATO and even Obama following fear of full-scale U.S. invasion. And it turns out he'd been given information through his congressional sources and others that they were looking at a U.S.-NATO backed invasion. This is from Gaddafi's camp, either in September or October. That was the exact info I got from Fort Hood, Fort Benning, Georgia, and other sources. In fact, I've asked Watson to do a flashback to that to point that out to listeners. Another thing that we accurately broke down, and now they're admitting that 6 months ago, they already had U.S. forces and others there backing the Gaddafi rebels. Okay, let's go ahead and go to our interview with Lou Rockwell, ladies and gentlemen. This is key information dealing with Ron Paul, 2012, the election, and more. Here to give us the inside scoop on all things Ron Paul and how America can get behind this true constitutionalist is the editor-in-chief of LouRockwell.com, none other than Lou Rockwell, who also, of course, served as Ron Paul's chief of staff. So it doesn't get any better than Ron Paul, but if there has to be a second brightest spot in the universe, it's Lou Rockwell. Lou, thank you for joining us tonight.
Alex, great to be with you.
So much is happening out of the gates. Can Ron Paul win?
Yeah, Ron Paul can win. And in fact, the fear that the media is exhibiting by first trying to put the blackout on him, and then, of course, demonizing him when they're not blacking him out, shows that they are very afraid. He's talking about issues that are resonating with the American people as never before. Issues that threaten the establishment, everything from the Pentagon to the CIA to the Federal Reserve to the bankocracy and all the rest of the power elite in Washington, they're being threatened. They're worried, and they wouldn't be paying, you know, they wouldn't be saying anything about Ron Paul. Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, all the rest of these people would not be denouncing him if he didn't threaten the apparatus that they're part of. So he can win, and as you say, he's moving up in the polls. He's moving up slowly, but he's moving up organically. He's getting more and more people, young people especially, but people of all ages in all different states, not only in this country, I might add, but around the world. People are Ron Paulians in every country. So this is an international movement. It bodes so well for the American future as we face, of course, terrible economic and other kinds of troubles. But this is the bright spot in America today is the Ron Paul movement.
And, of course, I was being somewhat sarcastic and devil's advocate when I said, can he win? I mean, in every poll, he's in the top three candidates. New Gallup poll out today shows him in third place. Some have shown him in second place, others in first place. And it's this mantra of telling the public he can't win. I'm sure you saw that Pure Research piece that Pew put out last week showing that, indeed, Ron Paul has gotten less coverage than any other candidate, and most of the coverage has been negative. Well, that right there is an endorsement. If Limbaugh is saying he'll destroy the Republican Party, I saw what you wrote. Well, good if it destroys the official, Republican Party.
Yeah, that'd be good news.
Yeah. So that's the proof right there that the whole establishment is coming after him. I mean, that's the proof right there that he's the man for the job, not just his long record of being a constitutionalist.
Well, as we know, George H.W. Bush refers to Rush Limbaugh as our boy. And indeed he is. He is part of that, the Bush establishment, country club, Republican apparatus. But the more that people get to know Ron, I believe, by the way, the media stuff is backfiring on them because people who are paying attention realize just how unfair this is. And they want to know, well, why is he being targeted? So once they look at Ron, once they see his YouTubes, of course, what they saw him in person, when they read his articles, read his books, this is the most learned guy running for president in a very, very long time. Maybe we have to go back to Jefferson. I mean, he's so well read. He understands economics. He understands history. He understands everything about what's going on in this country. He's so much smarter. The Rick Perry, the Bachman, Romney, the rest of these guys, he just is intellectually head and shoulders above them, of course, in character, too. And as people get to know him, they flock to him. So it's quite an extraordinary moment in American history. And I think it's why we have to be fundamentally optimistic, because so many young people have just had it with the system. They know there's a problem. I just saw a wonderful YouTube put together by some kids last night where it's people all over the country saying, we know there's a problem. We don't believe what the government is saying. We don't believe what the media is saying. Only Ron Paul is telling us the truth. And so, we need a change. We need some hope, not like Obama. We don't need any more bankocracy, the two-party bankocracy of the Democrats and the Republicans. We need something different. So Ron Paul is, again, he's he's scaring the pants off the establishment, and that's very good news.
Well, I agree with you, and just about a week ago, The Daily Show came out and really pointed out that there was an open campaign to ignore Ron Paul, or if they were forced to cover him, say, well, he can't win. And since the dam is broken on the attempt to cover up Ron Paul, and since it backfired, I now see them shifting gears. And I fear that we're going to see Aqua Buddha attempts. We're going to hear that Ron Paul assassinated Lincoln. We're going to hear that he blew up the Lusitania, that he started, well, that he crucified Christ. But I saw that, again, backfire when they tried it on Rand. What's your political instinct, Lou, on the next way they're going to try to go after Ron Paul, and will it be effective?
I don't think it'll be effective. Of course, it's the old Gandhi line about, first they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win. So this is just going along with what they usually do. But as we know from polls, as we know from everybody that we talk to ourselves, and you're especially in touch with so many people, nobody trusts the mainstream media. Nobody believes them. The new media, like the Alex Jones Show, people have trust in, but nobody trusts NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, and the rest of these. At least not most Americans don't. So when they see these people going after somebody, it makes them ask, what's right about him? So again, all you have to do is direct people to Ron, to his YouTubes, his writings, his website, and the websites about him, and people love him, and they have hope, and they no longer feel not that Ron is giving us any soft soap. We know we've got serious economic troubles, very serious economic troubles, and other sorts of troubles ahead. But as Ron explains to us, we can have a way out of it. There is a way out of it. We don't have to have this forever. There is a path to economic growth, to prosperity, to human flourishing, against all the people who, of course, are against human flourishing, the warmongers, the money counterfeiters, the bankers, and all the rest of the power elite. So they're going to smear him. They're going to libel him. They're going to toss mud at him. But, they talked about Reagan being the Teflon candidate. Actually, Ron Paul's a Teflon candidate, not because the stuff just doesn't stick to him. And it's because when people look at him, I remember in a previous congressional election where his opponent said he's against the drug war. He wants heroin dispensaries at the public schools, at the elementary schools, so the kids can take heroin. Well, of course, nobody believes that stuff. They look at Ron Paul. They listen to him. They get a sense of the kind of man he is. Now, you don't get that from any kind of politician, a regular politician. Maybe you just think he's a slippery guy. People listen to Ron Paul, and they think, this is a wise man, this is a man who knows, this is a man who's brilliant, and who's actually got hope for the future. So I think the campaign is not going to work. Again, it's going to backfire, just like the blackout backfired. More and more Americans, the more they examine Bachman or Perry or Romney or Chris Christie or Palin or any of those other people they're talking about, let alone Jeb Bush, the other people they're talking about maybe getting in the race, they're all pygmies. They're moral pygmies, they're intellectual pygmies, against a very great man, Ron Paul. So,
well, they're undoubtedly political hacks. They're just complete political fake creatures who constantly flip-flop, and I don't want to dwell too long on this, but Rick Perry, who pledged not to run, of course broke the pledge, was all about piquing interest in the reluctant hero. He's a guy for forced inoculations, NAFTA superhighways, Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas. And this now the media is saying is the front runner. And I just say shame on America if you go for another Obama type, another Rick Perry, another packaged plastic Ken doll, if they don't choose Ron Paul. But briefly, your take on Rick Perry and then the fact that Ron Paul is really the man of the hour. He predicted with precision, along with you and others, exactly what would happen with the inflation tax and so much more. And your view on the upcoming death of the dollar.
Well, I think, first of all, as to Rick Perry, there are many things to say about him. To me, the key thing that stands out in my mind is the fact that in Texas he's known as Gardasil Rick. And that's because he took money from the Merck drug company, as did the Republican Party of Texas and all the Republican politicians down there, to force a very dangerous and untested HPV vaccine on every sixth grade girl in public school in Texas. The fact that this man, who, you know, talks about the Obama mandate, the fact that this guy would have used government force and, of course, a huge ripoff for Merck. I mean, hundreds of dollars per shot. These girls had to have multiple shots, causing so many illnesses. Happened in England, too. The fact that this guy would have used the power of the governorship in return for bribes, maybe they're legal bribes, but they're still bribes, to force this dangerous vaccine on little girls. What a criminal. What a monster. I mean, Rick Perry, I mean, all these politicians, of course, are criminals and monsters, the regular politicians. But Perry really stands out as, it seems to me, a first-class creep, a totalitarian, as you say, the Trans-Texas Highway, I mean, all the various things he's done. This guy is just, I'm not worried at all about Perry, because as the word gets out about who he really is, he's going to go nowhere. I don't think Americans are ready for another George W. Bush, and he's another clown like Bush.
But he's trying to become Ron Paul, saying that the Federal Reserve is almost treasonous. Well, no, it's a private offshore corporation. It's looking out for itself. How is that treasonous? Isn't it really treasonous that Congress and others have let them do this to our country? And he's trying to become Ron Paul. And I think it shows how powerful the message of liberty is that you and others and Ron Paul have been real standard bearers for, that now Rick Perry is openly trying to shapeshift into Ron Paul. And if we simply get out the truth about his record and say, no, Ron Paul is the real Ron Paul. He's the real McCoy, not Rick Perry. I mean, that is... job number one, I think, is to expose the Rick Perry hoax.
Well, I think that's right. But, you know, as you say, it is a tribute to Ron that he feels, correctly so, that by denouncing the Federal Reserve and denouncing Ben Bernanke, it's good politics. So this is because, Ron, you know, I've been interested in the Fed for a very long time, and I can tell you people's eyes would glaze over when you tried to discuss it. Ron Paul made the Fed interesting. He made Americans aware that we're being ripped off by the Federal Reserve and its associated banks. And so that the establishment said, well, Rick Perry really damaged himself when he said that about Bernanke and the Fed. Actually, he didn't, of course. He helped himself. But he is a fake. He's a phony. He's trying to steal Ron Paul's thunder. But I think it's not going to work. Ron Paul is the real deal. And as I can testify myself from having worked for him and having known him for so many years, what you see on the television screen is actually the real guy. I mean, he actually, unlike... other people I've known in politics who are not the same as on the TV screen. Ron Paul's the real deal. And he actually has studied the Federal Reserve. He's read vastly, and he knows everything about the history of the Fed, everything they're doing to the dollar. And they are bringing about, of course, as you pointed out, the death of the dollar. We face, it's a horror, we don't know the timing, and the dollar is going to be strengthened probably by all the continuing troubles that the banks are giving the European countries and destroying the euro. But we're going to see much higher inflation here. It's going to be horrific, probably going to be worse than the 1970s. But again, we don't have to have that permanently. We don't have to have a counterfeiting board in Washington, D.C., ripping off regular people for the benefit of Wall Street and the big banks and the government itself. So we don't have to have all these wars. What are they fighting, 6 or 7 wars and, of course, secret wars and just waiting knee-deep in blood all over the world? Other countries resent it. Americans ought to resent it. Ron Paul is talking about really the most important issue, even more important than the money issue, and it's hard to think of anything that is, except the one issue of war and peace. So no more wars. Bring the troops home. Stop the counterfeiting. Cut government spending. It can be done. And I know that people have questioned, well, if Ron Paul were elected, the Congress would never go along with him. But all I can say is if Ron Paul is to be elected and the kind of mandate he would have, all those congressmen who care about being elected more than anything else and being reelected would be asking, Dr. Paul, what do we do?
Absolutely.
You know, the whole country would be in the mood for big changes. I hate to use Roosevelt's phrase, but an actual New Deal, a New Deal for the American people, a New Deal of freedom, a New Deal of prosperity, a Ron Paul New Deal.
Absolutely. And just 15, 20 years ago, he couldn't get one co-sponsor to audit the Fed. It passed the House, as you know, last year. And with Ron Paul as president, they would have a lot of trouble No army can stop an idea whose time has come, as the French philosopher Victor Hugo said. And after decades of laboring out there in the wilderness, Lou, you and others that deserve so much credit, our time is coming. The liberty is approaching. And even if Ron Paul doesn't win this round, he certainly wins by injecting real issues. And freedom is popular, and we need to legalize freedom, as Ron Paul and as you have said. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, I'll continue to track all the amazing research and reports you put out, and also the work you do over at the Von Mises Institute that you founded and head up. Lou Rockwell, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's just 14 minutes or so of a 45-minute special report. And to be clear, what we're going to be doing in the future is having a 30-minute show Monday through Friday, 7 p.m., starting next Thursday, September 1st. But we're also going to then tag on other extended special reports, documentaries, and a lot more. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time to truly support real frontline media. And my point about Rick Perry and the Federal Reserve on treason, obviously they're an enemy. They're not engaging in treason because they're an outside enemy. It's our government that lets them do this that are the treasonous traitors. The Federal Reserve is an alien enemy, an outside, un-American, larcenous conqueror.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Confirmed the Libyan rebels are raping women and children, murdering people en masse, They tried to arrest mainline big-time famous French journalist Hervé Masson until the Red Cross went and got him released. They were probably going to line him up and kill him. These are some really nice people. It looks like central casting out of an Al-Qaeda reunion or something. But I'm sorry. I want to go to your phone calls in this segment, the next, and then we're going to get Bob Chapman on and cover the economy, but then I'm going to go through the smattering of the news we haven't gotten to yet and get Bob's take on it, because I always enjoy getting Bob's unique perspective on things. And let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. You know, I've done 2 hours and almost 2 hours of radio here, and I haven't plugged the fact that if you want to support the broadcast, please spread the word about the radio show, no matter how you listen. AM, FM, Global Shortwave, XM Satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the free podcast, the free iPhone app. There's Droid apps out there that others have made as well that are free. Sometimes I get complaints about them, though, but they're not our apps. So our app's free, so you really can't complain too much about something that's free, even though our app has 4.5 stars. The point is, you're awake. You know what's going on. Help reach out to others. We're in a battle against corruption. We're seeing the fact that when we do take action, we have victories. But the establishment knows that and is going into high gear. We are in a race to the finish line against these tyrants. So please think about the radio show, spread the word about the broadcast, and also check out the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com this weekend. Right now, let's go to James in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's me, James. I'm the Marine who called in saying that the military's waking up a week ago or so. And
yes.
So I've got some information for you. I've actually got a couple of things. One thing is from my many sources that it's very vague. The information I got is that they were exploring invading Libya. That somewhere along in the unit that one of my friends is in, they were exploring, and he wouldn't say who or what part of the unit was doing it, they were exploring invading Libya. Also, I have information about the military retirement plan, and apparently back on July 21st of this year, a month ago.
They launched a new commission that's going to give regular enlisted a little bit of money to sell them on it, and then basically take, this is even in the Associated Press, half of the pension money of 20-year people and more. I'm sorry. Tell me what you learned.
Okay, so I actually have the slideshow. It was forwarded around. I have the emails, and I can forward you the emails, and I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up. I can send that stuff to you. I don't really know how it works, but I have the emails, the chain of emails, and the actual slideshow from this presentation. I don't know if it's official. It looks official to me, and it went through the actual chain of command in one of the units. So it's the Defense Business Board. It's modernizing the military retirement system, and it shows all these different think tanks and the RAND corporations on there. And my friends are really starting to wake up now because I've been talking about the RAND Corporation, and they see that now in that slideshow. So they're like, hey, you know, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, the RAND Corporation came up with all the major scams, almost all of them. Like they said, if we tell people to do a deductible, that will train them to start paying for insurance, even though they paid for it, that you've got to pay later, and then we can phase in, and they wrote the handbook on this 50 years ago, then we can phase in things we don't cover. Before it was just they covered everything. You got insurance, they covered it. I mean, every scam you can imagine, every word game. And I actually saw RAND Corporation mentioned in this, but yes, I'm going to put you on hold, my friend, and give you an email to send those goodies to.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.